Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, September 21st. After the shock to the markets yesterday on reports out of Russia of some escalating of tensions and the like, markets started the overnight session pretty steady. I think they had absorbed that news. And then very late in the session, about 1 a.m. Central Time, I guess news of more of Putin's speech or plans were released to the world. So he is calling up 300,000 reserve troops. They are, as was mentioned yesterday, they're going to hold votes in some of those contested areas where it is obviously expected when they have Russians in place there that the vote is going to go Putin's way to join Russia. The West says that they will not recognize those results. And Putin also had some not so veiled threats of using any means at his disposal to defend his country's rights. I think obviously a veiled threat at nukes. And so this sent the markets jumping again overnight. You had corn bounce about a dime. You had wheat bounce about 20 or 30 cents. You had soybeans up about 17 or 18. Markets gave back a lot of those gains overnight. Interesting to note here where some of those prices hit. So to finish the night, we had December corn finished down a half cent at 691 and a half, put in a high at 698 and a half, just about where the market rallied to on that September 12th number, just shy of $7 there. December wheat finished up 4¾ cents at 898 and a half in Chicago. We blasted through the 200-day moving average at 914 and a half, traded as high as 919 and a half, and then the market sold off back through there. We had December Kansas City finish up 4 cents at 967, put in a high at 982, which was about 14 cents through that 200-day moving average at 968 and three quarters. December Minneapolis finished up 3¾ cents at 963, about 20 cents off of a 975 high there. So again, kind of a an initial test of those 200-day moving averages, probably some bears protecting some positions, selling through that. But if we get a couple of closes above those, if this escalation continues, you could see some technical buying coming in, as that is a level where if you're short, you get out. And if you're not, you definitely think about buying and getting long. So that'll be driving the speculators there. November beans finished down 6½ cents, 1472 and a quarter, traded as high as 1488 and three quarters there. Overnight, also when the outside markets had crude oil up 173 a barrel at 85.67, the dollar up 46 ticks at 110.41, Dow up about 150 points overnight. Markets also awaiting the Fed announcement today. Everyone expects them to raise rates by 0.75 point. Anything other than that would be quite a surprise to see some turmoil in the markets. But I think that 0.75 point raise has been built into the market. So I think now we may look a little bit towards harvest, a little bit toward drier weather next couple of weeks, see how that affects things. But the market is going to be pretty much on edge, keeping an eye on what happens over in that Black Sea area again for the near term. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.